Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love the Lord our God and King, and His return is imminently soon. You know, the Lord is working. Now, throughout the Word of God, the Lord always had a plan, and those that loved Him were participating in and expecting the greater moves of God and the plan of God. Remember, the Holy Spirit moved upon the face of the deep before God started restoring the earth for man. And the Holy Spirit moved and never stopped. He's moving by His Spirit. He's using people that will follow Him, people that will obey Him. Many times people underestimate people that they know that love God. We all come, before we get to know the Lord, we're known as sinners, basically. Especially if we didn't get saved as a child. And those who didn't get saved as a young child, you know, and foolishness is bound in the heart of a child anyway. But people see your mistakes, your friends know what you've done. They tease each other up to do things that they know they shouldn't do, and they do it. Well, people see all the things that you actually do that's just not right, and sometimes it's foolish, sometimes it's not of God. But when you believe on Jesus Christ, all that changes because you get a brand new spirit. Now, I want to point something out. People that sincerely asked the Lord to save them, they heard the gospel and they want to know the Lord. They believe the Word of God. They believe what the Word of God says about Jesus, that He's our Savior. And when you believe from the heart, you have the peace of God automatically. When I first asked the Lord to save me, I was sincere. I felt His peace. And the first thought, this is real. This is seriously real. That was my first thought. And I got upset because I was so confident that I was all right before I got saved. I didn't know the Lord before I got saved. I didn't know Him. And I thought whatever happened to me after I died was kind of up to God. You know, you have all kind of concepts. But when I believed on Him for myself, I had a reference, the peace of God. I felt His presence, and I felt His peace in me. And I felt brand new. And I said, this is real. I said, I could have went to hell. You know, those were my first thoughts. Then I got upset because people didn't make it real to me. People that told me about Jesus, you know, I was happy for them. I didn't know what they know, and I didn't feel what they felt. And I met Christians in high school. Now, I was out of high school when I got saved. And I met people who had a relationship with the Lord in high school. But I was so quiet and nice, they probably thought I was a Christian, but I wasn't. And I know I wasn't a Christian because of the stuff I tried to do in high school. So I was not a Christian in high school. Those that know me back then, I was not a Christian in high school. And I didn't act like a Christian. I was just a nice guy who loved to fix cars. Now, the Lord loves us. See, when He do a work in a person, that's more than what somebody can explain to another. You may have friends that seem so dedicated to the Lord, and they talk about Him all the time, and they might even get on your nerves talking about Him. And sometimes they're so enthused, you like to be around them because you feel better when you're around them because they're positive. But nevertheless, I know the difference. before I was a Christian, I was a sinner, even though I had godly parents and my parents were pastors. See, a lot of you whose parents are preachers and teachers, Sunday school teachers, deacons, and their parents may love God, but you never asked them to save you. Even though you live in the same house, raised by godly parents, you don't know how they feel. And you don't know what they know until you ask the Lord to save you yourself. When you have, nobody can explain how wonderful it is to have a relationship with God, because you don't just say a prayer and nothing happens. Your spirit man gets changed. You don't want to do wrong anymore. And you want to love God now. You want to learn more about Him. You broke through Satan's ranks. Now I want to explain Satan's ranks since I said that. Satan see people love God. And remember something. It don't take but a few people that love God to change the course of a nation. Now, Abraham asked the Lord. The Lord told him that he was going to go to Sodom and destroy it. And Abraham said, wait a minute, Lord, you wouldn't destroy a nation if they had 50 righteous men. He said, be it far from you, you wouldn't do that. And the Lord said, if there are 50 righteous, I won't destroy it. And then Abraham got curious. He said, well, what if there was 40? He said, I wouldn't destroy it for 40's sake. Well, what if that was 30? He wouldn't destroy it for 30's sake. And as it goes on down, he got down to 10. And he said, Lord, what if there were only 10 righteous men? And the Lord said, now watch this. Now listen. He said, I won't destroy Sodom and Gomorrah he won't destroy it for 10 righteous men. If there were 10 righteous men there, he wouldn't destroy it. So God went down there, and the angels went down there. All right. And they got to Lot's house. The men of the city tried to rape the angels, okay? The sons of God, they're angels. They're not men. They weren't men. They were angels. And the angels protected Lot and his daughters from the men. And then the angel said, do you have anybody, anybody you know that that's in this city? They need to get out. So Lot went to his sons' houses, and they thought that he was just like people think when I tell people that the Lord his return is imminent. They thought that Lot was just mocking. They didn't leave the city. So the angels grabbed Lot by the hand, and he went out, his wife went out, and his two daughters went out. Only four people got out of the city. And the angel said, don't look back. His wife looked back. She died. She turned to a pillar of salt. So three people made it out alive. Four people left the city. Three made it out alive. So, but the point is not that. The point is, God, 10 righteous men could have changed the course of that region. Sodom and Gomorrah and the five cities around it. And then there was a small city, Zidon. Lot told the angels, can I go to that city? It's just a little city. And the angel let him go there and didn't destroy that one because Lot went there. Now, the point is that I'm making, a few righteous people can do great things. They could have saved that nation. Now, when those that love God seriously, sincerely, I'm talking people that sincerely love the Lord. They want to do what's right, treat people right. They love man, they love God. And they will not do people wrong. That's the kind of Christian I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the kind that'll do what's right when it's convenient or while somebody's watching. I'm talking about the ones that will do what's right all the time. And they love God. And they live to honor God. They're the ones I'm talking about. Now, they feel better than everybody else because they have what you call a relationship with the Lord. The reason I'm saying this is sometimes the people that can help you the most, the enemy will give you evil thoughts against them to buffer you from knowing God like they do. Because sincerity begets sincerity. Now watch this. While leaven begets leaven. People who are compromisers and they'll play with the world over here and then go to church over there and then play with the world some more over here. That's shady works. That's shady. They don't have the peace of God like people who are sincere. And when you, if you believe on Jesus and you are sincere to the Lord, you really want salvation. You're going to know what I'm talking about. And there's a big difference. People who allow themselves to do evil, but they say they love God, that's not the same. I'm talking about sincerity. Sincerity begets sincerity. While leaven begets leaven. Now, that's why I tell people on several broadcasts, where you go to church is very important. Where you take your little children to church is very, pray for a good church. There are good, wonderful men and women of God out there that will love your family and be a blessing. And one day you're going to look around and you'll see your family in heaven. While other people you know, they'll look around and some of your friends may not be there and some of their children may not be there because of who they look to. The preachers that compromise with the world, they're not like the ones that love God sincerely. And you got to understand this. There are tares among the wheat. Who is a tare? I do not know. But God does. That's why if you pray, he'll point you in the right direction. He'll help you get to a good church home. More than that, you got to believe and be sincere. If you can do that, you're going to know the kind of peace that I'm so thrilled about. Now, when people believe on the Lord sincerely, they have that kind of, they have a relationship and things get, they get better. Now, it's not without a fight. The enemy will try to fight. He'll try to stop you, discourage you, hinder you. But always take it to the Lord in prayer. Ask the Lord, what do I do? Ask him for wisdom when you don't know what to do. And fight the enemy back. Jesus gave you authority over it. Very important to learn about. And if you want to learn about authority, read Luke chapter 10 and Matthew chapter 16. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Everything is absolutely free. And Jesus said, freely I give you, freely, and so freely give. The Lord gave me information that can set people free. Ministry, you know, as I minister the word of God. I'm not trying to make money off of it. I'm going to tell you something about money. Ministry is very expensive because the world don't think it's worth it. The world don't care about it. So people who go on television and radio, they may ask for money, but that don't mean they're not authentic. But the only, I just decided I'm not going to make my ministry about money. And the word on the street is people just want your money. That's why I don't sell anything. I've seen people go to hell before. And I don't want people to go. So everything on this website is free. It's not cheap, but it's free. So you can download all these broadcasts on there in real time. NewLivingLetters.com. God has godly people. As he bless them, they give them, you know, they are. I'm not the only minister that don't sell his messages. God has people that release things on YouTube and it's free. You can go to that website and it's free. You can listen to it just like you can listen to mine. But the thing is, you got to be hungry. If you want a relationship with the Lord, you got to be sincere. You got to want it. You got to take time and listen to him. And there are so many people, they want day after a blessing. They're not after God. And they need blessings. I get that. They need healing. I get that too. They want to be married. They want their marriages to work. But God is more than just fixing broken marriages and blessing people with stuff. Get to know Him, and a lot of these problems will go away. And before you have a good marriage, first thing you got to do is love God and marry the right person that will love God like you do. The Word tell you, don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. And so many people try it anyway. See, the problem is, God's children, God put enmity between His people and Satan's people. That's one of the first things God did after the fall. He put enmity between His people and Satan's people. And He was talking to the serpent when He did it. He talked about the seed of woman. He said, I will put enmity between thy seed and his seed. He will bruise your head, talking to the devil, and you will bruise his heel. Because Jesus put his heel on Satan's head. He gave us authority over Satan. And people who love the world, they're at odds with God. So God's people, they're going to be at odds with God's people. So when people try to marry people that don't love God, and they love God, they got the whole thing is not going to ever be balanced unless somebody, the other person, starts loving God. And some people, they have a good heart. If they hear the word, they'll get saved. I don't know. I can't tell you what a person will or will not do. But the Word of God tells us to love one another. And love, if you marry somebody and they don't love God, love them anyway. Be a blessing to them. And maybe they'll come around. But if you're not married, do not go out there and do like so many people have done and try to make somebody get saved. Because salvation is personal. We don't bear branches, we bear fruit. We live the life. And if they want to get saved, they will. If they don't, then they don't. But you can't make them get saved. But if there's enmity against God, you're going to have problems you don't have to have. And then even if you have if you love God and your spouse love God, now you still got to break through and get to know the Lord for yourself. See, some people are in covenant with God, but if you get to know Him, you got to be sincere yourself. And you have to draw near to the Lord, and He'll draw near to you. And He'll be more than the guy who gets you out of trouble. You'll know Him as the Lord your God who loves you. And you can talk with Him. Jesus paid a high price so that you can have a relationship with the Lord. And you're going to see things better as you get to know the Lord. These are the kind of things that will happen. You're going to see life. You're going to know within your heart that you can always excel. You're going to know that God is your present help. You're going to get to know this if you don't know it right up front. You're going to have troubles. The enemy, he'll be glad to supply you with some troubles. And then you're going to seek the Word, and the Word's going to give you the answer, and you're going to do it, and you're going to come out of all your troubles over time, as you keep on seeking the Lord. And some people will say, well, I don't want to just study and fight the devil the rest of my life. It doesn't matter whether you want to or not. He's going to fight you the rest of your life. And if he's not bothering you, that's because you already agree with him. And he don't want to alert people that already agree with him. And just as soon as you start doing positive things such as praying and studying the Word, believing on Jesus and trying to get to know the Lord, he gonna cause old friends to call and waste your time so that you don't study the Word, or he's gonna try to do some problem in your life. I said, Lord, I was at a church and they used to teach that the Lord sent problems to make you grow. So I said, Lord, do you send people problems to make them grow? He said, problems come from Satan. lack of knowledge and other people's lack of knowledge. That's precisely what the Lord told me that day. So your problems originate with Satan. And then when you lack knowledge, when you don't know the things of God, you don't know what to watch out for. That's why people co-sign for people. That's why people trust people they shouldn't trust, trying to get something that God already gave them. You know, there are some problems you don't have to have. The Proverbs say you don't make friends with angry people. So the wisdom of God is for you. It's for your safety. And God, you know, you can't separate God from his love. He will not lie to you. He'll tell you the truth of things. And if you may be sincere towards your friends, but if your friends have ulterior motives and the Lord show it to you, you got to know you that he showed it to you not because he wants you to hate your friends. He wants you to know what they're about so that their works can't hurt you. And you have to use wisdom. Who do you let your kids spend the night with? You got to use wisdom, folks. And you know, whoever you trust, let them earn it. It's all right. That don't mean you hate them. Trust them. When you trust somebody, it's because of good relationships in the past. Even God. You can't trust God until you relate to him and get to know him. You may believe him, but you can't trust him until you interact with him. Very important. See, your trust can become faith just like believing God. Believing God is taking him at face value without the past. But see, trust, there are times you're going to have to do both. There are situations where you won't make the best choice unless you trust God. Because you won't see that, you won't be able to judge it. But if you do it because God say do it, if you can do that, you can still win. Even when it comes to the word, something you've never experienced before. You've experienced good outcomes as you did the parts of the word that you learned about. But then all of a sudden you gotta act on a part of the word you never acted on. So you trust the word. And you act on it, and it works. I had that same situation. Jesus said, turn the other cheek. If somebody slapped you on one cheek, you turn the other cheek. I used to wonder whether I would obey that or not. I didn't completely agree with it. But the Lord helped me to turn the other cheek when I needed to. I almost fought a guy, and I was frustrated, and I didn't have any more strength. And right before I said anything I shouldn't or hit the guy, the Lord spoke to me and said, "Everlasting love, to love a man whether he does you good or whether he does you evil." And the anger left, and I had the strength to not fight. I had the strength to be a friend to him. That's what it meant. Now, see, as you obey the Lord, do it in his strength. He will strengthen you when you need him to. And you can still live in the peace of God. And just because you have the peace of God, that don't mean that somebody can't cause you to be angry with them. But it's how you respond. And it's very important to love every man and every woman on earth. Some people are not going to do you right, but you don't stop loving them as a person. But you do have to watch out when people are unwise or evil or mean or selfish. So God will help you with all relationships, but getting to know him, very important. Those that are sincere, God will. He will help you, because his return is imminently soon. And those who are ready, he's going to take with him. Those who are not ready, he can't take with him. Consider these things. Till next time, remember, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. But remember, he loves you. His return is soon. And I may be out of time, but he's not. He'll continue to teach you his word because he loves you. Stay in covenant. Stay in victory.